Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so the midweek howl, should we call this On the Road with the Howler?
Yeah, it was edition? Called On the Road. That's why I was on the road last night, and you went to sleep, and now I'm on the road the opposite direction.
Now you're on the road the opposite direction. Okay.
Right. Now I'm on the opposite direction. Yes.
Are you doing anything exciting?
Nothing worth even talking about. I'm doing some, I just left my mother's house. So if you want to talk about Medicare Part B, pharmaceuticals, diabetes, I'm all for it. But no, I'm kidding. That's what the sink, the hot water in the sink. It started off by saying, I said, Mom, how come your hot water doesn't work in the sink? I turned it off because it drips.
That's what she said. So she took.
Can we get that, just the hot side, right? I said, can we get that fixed? Well, you're going to have to put new faucet on it. Didn't have a, can't just put a washer in it. You know, her generation used to fix things, right? Remember when you would go to, they would fix things. So she has a trouble throwing away a perfectly good faucet that just drips on one, on the hot side. Does that make sense?
because you don't want to throw it away because you used to fix things because they were expensive and you didn't have a lot of money and now the inconvenience of not having hot water the whole time is worth it.
She says she just goes to the kitchen when she wants hot water.
Well, that sounds very practical, right?
Here we go. We're going down a different street than we started, when we mapped this out, pretty thing. But it's amazing, really, how much the human doesn't need, right? I mean, I've just spent the last couple of days in Southeast Missouri, and some of these people live on absolutely nothing. And they're happy, I guess.
Is that because they don't know any better?
Well, because in order for them to have more, they have to work.
So
you complaining at the end of the day, working your route all day, sometimes double routing, bringing that register. If you could do without, you wouldn't have a sore back today.
That's right.
If you wouldn't mind living in a trailer house with a satellite dish and pain pills, you can just sit there at the house until your old lady come home from working at Walmart and y'all can just watch TV. I don't know. I just.
That almost sounds, I can't lie. There's part of me that says, could that be all that bad? Could that be all that bad? Right.
I don't think, I don't want to get into geopolitical, especially international geopolitical discussion today, but the poor people, are the poor people nowadays really that poor? Now, obviously, you go to some places, there are, but the average poor person only has one TV and $1,000 phone and one car?
Yeah, that doesn't sound very poor.
You know what I mean? Opposed to was that you telling me? God, we always end up talking about famous people. Billy Bob Thornton. My brother said he listened to Billy Bob Thornton. Maybe it was on Rogan or somebody. Yeah, I guess he grew up in just poverty, Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
And he said they did not have running water in the shack he grew up in. And now he's living wherever he's in Hollywood or wherever. And he tries to tell his kids that he grew up in a shack with no running water. You know, the shack that your grandma and grandpa had no running water when I was a kid in the late 50s, early 60s. And he said they look at him like, oh, you're just making that up, Dad. And he's like, no, people really were that poor back then.
Absolutely. I mean, there's people like that today. Not as many, but there are people that way.
Well, you think they choose that? I mean, I know when I was a deputy, I'd seen some pretty poor people that seemed to have money for a lot of other stuff, except for their kids and their environment, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're all right about that. There are people. You got to choose. There's people that choose to, what was that? Penny wise, pound foolish.
I don't know. You know what I'm thinking? I just almost said, I don't want to say this because it might ruin some of my audience. Because my audience probably drive big trucks, big tires. But when I drive by some of these trailer parks down here, now where I live, especially where I grew up, they phased out the trailer park. You can't move in it. They made county ordinances, the townships made city ordinances. They no more. So as they get old and tore up or burnt out, they're not being replaced, right? Mm-hmm. When I come down here to my mom's, they've got 15 used tires on the roof because they're worried about the roof blowing off or whatever, you know, and they're from the 50s or 60s or 80s, or, you know what I mean? But some of them will have giant diesel pickups with giant pipes and giant tires. And where you would think that the truck is worth more than the trailer.
Well, you know it is.
But that harkens back to my great uncle, my dad, my grandpa's brother, little brother. He's the only guy left. God, he'd be great on the podcast, but I don't know if we'd probably get X-rated or canceled because he would say some bad stuff about the business.
Okay. Okay. Hey, maybe he's our Patreon for this month.
But you know what he'd say as the car salesman, because he was the number one truck salesman for a long time. He would say, hey, you can live in your truck, but you can't drive your house.
Amen. That's a t-shirt. I think that's a t-shirt.
Should we put that first one? I think so. Yeah.
Should we put that on the
t-shirt number one? Yep.
That's need our internet social media person. She's handling getting set up our big
merch line,
and we're going to do a line of shirts that you can get quotes from some of the podcasts. So we're going to pick out one of your quotes and put it on there. I like that quote right there. You can sleep in your truck, but you can't drive your house. And what's his name, Uncle what?
Uncle Dave said that.
Uncle Dave. We'll just put that quote. That's a quote from Uncle Dave.
Yep, that's a quote from Uncle Dave.
In fact, our guest on Friday's show is a guy from Missouri. And he was telling me a story on the show that we recorded last week. And he had a line. He said something about there being a renegade logging operation going on. And I go, wait a second, what did you say?
Down there? I wish I would have been on the line while he of the football game, but that would have been great.
I said, that sounds like something the Howler would say, a renegade logging operation.
Yeah, and what were they cutting around other people's trees down, or what were they doing?
Well, he said, like on this property where they had some stuff going on that people would sneak on and cut down these great big walnut trees.
Yeah, walnut trees were
Oh wait, you're breaking up. You there?
I got a buddy of mine sold some walnut for 30. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can. We lost
my speaker again. Yeah, well, I can hear you the whole time. Well, I can hear you the whole time.
It must be maybe
sold 5 walnut.
Yeah, maybe it is your speaker.
I might pull over. I'm gonna have to pull over because it's this thing that doesn't know whether it wants me to use the Bluetooth or the phone, and I'm gonna pull over here. I'm going to pull in the truck stop. So I'm going from road, Howler to truck stop Howler. I'm going to tell you that buddy, my trees for 36,000 or six trees for 35,000, one or the other. But it was walnut trees.
Mm-hmm. He bought six trees for 36,000.
He sold them. He bought a farm. It hadn't been logged, and that's one of the things these guys do when they buy these farms haven't been logged. They offset their purchase price, especially sometimes you get in, like I bought a farm that had some walnut trees on it, a piece of property. I bought 13 acres, but it had some walnut trees. And only a few of them were big enough to cut, and I did chose not to, because the gentleman I bought it from said, you know, you could probably get half your money back if you sold those walnut trees. And I didn't, because it took 100 years for them to get that big, right?
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to do that. And but my buddy bought a farm, and to offset the cost of that farm, he ended up selling a bunch of timber off of it. Some white oaks, some red oaks. One of them brings a lot more. I think white oaks bring a lot more money. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
White oaks bring a lot more money than red oaks, I think. But he had these half a dozen walnut trees, and I think they went to a gun manufacturer. I'm not going to say out loud because he could be wrong, but they were to make rifle stocks.
Mm-hmm. Really?
They took those trees, yeah, because as you know, back in the day, most good rifle stocks were American walnuts. Now they do a lot of Turkish walnut.
Mm-hmm. As a law enforcement officer, how would you respond to a call about a renegade logging operation?
Well, I would be careful because, you know, my family hails from down the logging area in South Central Missouri. And, you know, it's funny. I went to school with a trooper whose uncle had the reputation or the record of being the heaviest overweight ticket the DOT had ever signed at that time in the state of Missouri. And I think it was 189,000. It was like almost 100. And you're from a family of truck drivers, 190,000 pounds when he's licensed for 80,000 on a road that was restricted to like 54,000.
Oh God.
And he was hauling logs.
Did they just take the truck? Right then, there.
You know, and yeah, because your ticket's based on pounds, you know, X amount of dollars for the first 1,000 over or whatever, you know what I mean? I don't remember how the formulas were, but yeah. So what's funny is I thought about him. I met him. I'd heard this story through the annals of the Highway Patrol for years. Well, 4 years ago, when I moved back to Missouri and I was redoing my house, I put real oak floors in my house, and my brother gave me his number and said, hey, go down Salem and call this guy and tell him what you want. And this, yeah, my brother kind of half brokered the deal, said, what are you looking for? I told him. So I call this gentleman up and I said, I need X amount. I texted it to my brother. Hey, I need X amount of square feet. I wanted my boards are 5 inches wide. And this guy jumped on the string. My brother forwarded to this dude. This dude jumped on the string. So I go down to this sawmill, and I'm at this sawmill picking up this lumber in my old one ton. And I got a big trailer, and they're putting – I'm going to send you a picture over here in a second so you can post it on whatever you posted on, the Howler's Heart. And that old man was there in the office when I went in there to pay. There was like some old guys, what I'd say, holding court, you know, so – some old guys that ain't got nothing to do, so they just sit over to the office, right?
Oh, yeah, politicking.
And they were sitting there, and he was one of them. And I told him I knew his nephew. I said, well, you're so-and-so. I was like, yeah. So, but I didn't have the heart to say I used to be a trooper, and I heard about that ticket. I wanted to, but I didn't, just because, you know what I mean? Just because I didn't know you know, how he's going to react. He might be still making payments on it.
on the on the
lumber. No, I don't remember. I mean, was 110,000 pounds overweight? I mean, my God, if it was a dollar a pound, it would be. So I just sent you a picture. Did you get it?
Let me look here. I got something. Oh yeah. Oh, that's nice. That looks like nice wood.
What do you think of that?
That looks. You know what I think of that? I'm glad I wasn't around to help unload it and install it.
Let me tell you, I'm sending you a second picture. And if you zoom in, you can see just absolute stack of wood.
And this is at that place?
Yep, down there in Dent County, Missouri, down in.
Holy crap. Where, and that's where all.
We used to say the hoot owl screw the chickens and they like it.
How does that work?
I guess like anything. If that's all you know, what's that song? If you don't love the one you're with, if you can't be with, right?
It goes for hoot owls or chicken.
It don't matter. You know, you might not. The hoot owls don't give out a 50 year. What is that? Silver anniversary? What's the 50? Is that gold or silver?
I think it was gold. Yeah.
So you just get a 50 year.
Yeah, so we just
in order, because I remember my great grandma and grandpa had a 25 anniversary plate, and then they had a 50 plate. Remember how they do it in like a hutch with
the fancy
plates? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course.
And you know, I used to think, God, that'd be crazy. You have to get married when you're 20, right? So then you get it when you're 70.
I know. And Christy's mom and dad, this weekend we celebrated their 50th anniversary. And it was kind of funny. We took them out to eat with her brother and sister-in-law, real fancy restaurant in Mansfield. And first of all, why is it that the more you pay for food, the less you get? Like, we were so hungry. I mean, and this was a lot of money for dinner. And, you know, the portions come out smaller for some reason, to the point where I felt like I was committed. I had to get dessert just so I didn't go to the pizza place around the corner and grab a slice of pizza.
Well, what was the food that was so, I mean, what?
Well, I got it. You know, it's one of those places where.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
You know, every entree was at least $30, you know, which doesn't sound like much, but $30, you know, I think
$30 is McDonald's nowadays.
But that was $30 for chicken, you know, and I think Izzy got the chicken and it was so dry. Like you couldn't even eat it. And like I got scallop, like bacon.
What do you mean it was so dry you couldn't eat it?
Oh, it was terribly dry. Like it wasn't moist or anything. Like it was one of those where you had to take a bite of chicken and drink a drink of water. You know what I'm saying? Just so you can watch.
What kind of restaurant was it?
It was a super fancy one in Mansfield, and I mean, the food, that was the only thing that wasn't really good, you know, really that good. Like
the food. Yeah, because who cares? The rest fancy restaurant. As long as everything else is good, the food doesn't matter. What kind of stuff is that?
But like I got a I got bacon wrapped scallops and a little thing of rice, and you know, and it was really good. It just wasn't enough. And I don't know why, but a place like that, you'd think you'd get a salad automatically with your entree.
It's and like, you didn't.
No, it's like $8 or $9 if you want a salad. Then you got to really think about, do I really want this salad? Like, I always just eat the salad because it comes with it. But do I really want to commit to a salad now? Because now it's going to cost me, you know, $8 or $9. But you know, so we had this dinner. The atmosphere was nice and stuff. And then we had a little thing at church, and Christy did all the work for it, put the food together, and because her mom kept saying, I don't want a party, I don't want a party. And so, but of course, when we get to church, you know, her mom wants to take control of what's going on, and they're trying to take a picture of the cake. Now, mind you, we're just trying to take a picture of the cake. And Christy finally looks at her and says, "Hey, I thought you were the one who said you didn't want a party." She goes, "I said I didn't want a big party."
And I started. So they want a little party.
She wanted a little party. Well, either way, but her dad.
After 50 years, they know too many kids, grandkids. I mean, how do you do with 50 years?
Well, they're just invited because her dad's got brothers still living. Because he's the youngest, but here's the secret. I figured out the secret why they lasted for 50 years. So her dad turns to me, and he's a very quiet, you know, he's very smart dude, but he's very quiet. And he turns to me and he says, "And you wonder what our wedding was like, huh?" And I looked at him. I started grinning. He goes, "I don't remember." And he goes, "It's probably a good thing." And he walks off. So I feel like there's the secret. He just forgets all the craziness and thinks and remembers the good stuff. And I think maybe when you get to a certain point, you're like, yeah, I'm committed now. I'm going, you know, after you get 30, 35 years, right? What's the point? I'll just stick her out.
I guess
50's in sight.
Maybe it's like, you know, you got these guys that can learn how to live without a thumb or an arm or a leg or something. I mean, what's?
Oh man, that's funny,
right? But I mean, what's your? You know, I think about that old joke. You know, on their 20th anniversary, this the guy wakes up crying, and the wife looks at him and goes, "What's so bad, honey?" And he goes, "Well, you remember when your dad caught me with you?" And he said, "You're gonna marry her, or it's, you know, I'm going to get 15 to 20 or whatever. I'd be out now." You know? I'd have made parole today or whatever hour the joke goes. You know?
Today I'd be a free man.
Right. So I don't know if that's the secret sauce. I don't know what 50 years is a long time, I suppose. I don't know.
And they're both. And they're both
31. So I'm going to have to.
Well, longevity runs in their genes too. So. I mean, I might. They'll probably make 60. Who knows if I'll be there to see it? You know, their genes are probably better than mine.
If I win that Powerball this week, you probably won't make it.
can you believe that? Like, as we're, so imagine this collision of what's going on in the country. We're recording this as they're about ready to draw almost a $2 billion Powerball ticket. And we're having midterm elections the next day.
Well, like, I don't think the midterms matter that much, but but the $2 billion would matter a heck of a lot to me.
Well, I saw that supposedly inflation has caused it. If you take the cash option, you used to get 58% or 59%. Of the total jackpot as the cash option. Now it's only 48%, which doesn't sound like much until you're talking about $1 billion. You know, that's like $110 million difference for every billion. You get less. You know?
I don't think I'd care. I'd take the cash option.
Yep.
That's the only thing you can do is take the cash option. And I read somebody say, oh, that's poor financial advice from you Simple Hill folk. And, you know, you got to take the money while it's there because who knows the freaking government could go under. It's an annuity. Somehow they sell it, the state sells it to some outfit that pays you your money. You know what I mean? There's too many balls to draw. You know what I mean? You've got to take all that money, put it in the trunk of your car, and go down to the strip club until you figure out what to do with it. That's what that old preacher in West Virginia, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. We've talked.
He'd have a couple hundred thousand in his car and getting ripped off, and he didn't understand why. What would you do?
What if the caveat was you had to spend all that money on one thing? What is it that you could buy with that?
Go Amsterdam. I just buy.
By Amsterdam.
15 blocks in the red light district, and you stay there. Amsterdam. I could fish in them canals. I was watching that on Hobie Outdoors. I could fish in them canals and just hang out. And I'd try to save those girls. That's what I'd be. I'd try to save them.
Try to save the girls in the red light.
That's right. I'm going to save them all. So I'll buy them so I could free them. You know what I mean?
What? So you could fish in the canals in Amsterdam?
Yeah. On Hobie Outdoors, they caught all kinds of fish in them. Now, there's certain places that are better than others. Other than the fact, they're full of bicycles. If you ever get on YouTube and watch the guys dredging them, think these people, you know, Amsterdam's got thousands, tens of thousands, millions of bicycles, right? It's like nothing you've ever seen.
And they're literally on the canal?
People steal them and throw them in the canal, and they get drunk, and I get mad at you, so I throw your bike. So there's hundreds of bikes in the canals, and they dredge them every year. But Amsterdam, it's nothing to see a pack of 40 or 50 bicyclists riding down the street. And I mean, dudes in suits and girls dressed up, bankers. Hey, there'll be a dude or girl. Usually the girl is riding the bike in a little flat rack on the back. Some skinny jeans boy will be sitting on the back. They'll sit sideways, like side saddle. You've never seen that? We've never talked about this?
No. No.
The only thing crazier than in Mumbai, you know, I've been to Mumbai, and you expect crazy shit, bicycles, cows, you know, people crapping on the sidewalk, rickshaws, you expect that. But you go to a fully developed place like Amsterdam, I'm going to Google it up right now and see if you find it. And there's packs of people riding bicycles, and a lot of the girls are skinny and picturesque. And we just used to joke all the time because they got to pedal around all the time. So that's why there's no fat people, right? And but I got a kick out of these girls.
Driving the bike with a little skinny guy on the back.
Yes, because I'll tell you why. I had a girlfriend I went to high school with. I got to watch what I'm going to say because some of her relatives listen to me.
Okay. Okay.
And I dated one of those tall, thin, picturesque German girls from my hometown. And when I got there, it was like everybody in Amsterdam looked like that. Okay. Or it seemed like they looked like that. And the fact that not only they're riding a bicycle, but then they have these little boyfriends that are, you know, just like, you know, I'm going to say some bad, you know, like tutti frutti boyfriends that can't even pedal their own bike, can't even pedal the girl.
I thought you were getting ready to tell me that you wore skinny jeans for this girlfriend of yours.
No, I didn't have to wear nothing for her. But we didn't have skinny jeans back then. Don't get me on that. So, yeah, so if you Google up Amsterdam bicycle riding girls, you're going to see these people riding freaking bikes, and they'll be in packs. They'll stop at a stoplight, and it's like everybody's seen Lance Armstrong in the Tour de France, right?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like in traffic in some places in Amsterdam when there's 150 people trying to beat a stoplight on bicycles in Amsterdam. I kid you not.
Except Lance Armstrong isn't carrying around a guy in skinny jeans.
No, he's got a couple IVs and a doctor. But anyway, Yeah, I'm trying to find one. Yeah, so I just, it's one of the many wonders of the world I've seen. So, thought I'm going to ride a bicycle tandem in this.
I'm not sure I'm Googling that up, though. That combination of words could get wrong and go sideways real quick.
Well, I don't, you know, it's just, you know. Yeah, so if I had to spend it on one thing, it's $1.5 million. I don't think there's any ranches out there big enough. So I just have to just buy Amsterdam, or shit, I might be able to buy Mumbai for that kind of money. I don't know. I damn sure wouldn't mess around with Twitter like old Elon. I'd do something fun.
Yeah. That just sounds like that's going to be more trouble for him than it's worth.
Yeah, I don't know. I try not to think about it. Every day I say I'm going to narrow my input, right? I'm going to throttle back the stuff I allow in my space. You know what I mean? And every once in a while some shit gets in and it takes up too much of my bandwidth. Some of these idiots out there in this world. You know what we really need is, I'm not even going to say it, but World War One. We really need a conventional ground-based war on a large scale to, you know, I've just seen where there's how many millions of people.
Thin the herd a little bit.
Yeah, so the world population has tripled since 1950.
I also saw, though, that the entire world's population could fit in Texas. Did you ever see that? Entire world's population.
If they just standing there and laying there.
Just standing there side by side. Could all fit in Texas.
I really think about a third of them, and I don't know how to decide which third gets it, should be in the ocean for the fish. Take their clothes off so we don't pollute the ocean anymore. Put them in there for the fish and really help these two things happen. It'll reduce the amount of people eating those fish. It'll allow those fisheries to gain traction and get bigger. And it's just a win-win. Too bad it didn't happen before tomorrow, election day.
Oh, God.
Because we don't think about it as a society. We do not. We just keep the freaking weak along, you know, and a lot of it, not physically weak, the mentally weak. I mean, Jesus, we've got so many retards. We got so many people. Did you read about the guys gluing themselves to the floor at the BMW plant or the Audi plant or whatever it was? Didn't we talk about that a couple weeks ago?
No. Somebody's gluing themselves to the...
These anti-oil people are like gluing themselves to artwork or museums. So they either went to Audi, BMW...
Isn't glue have a... Probably made from the same kind of product?
You know, this is what I said. The crux to the deal was what? These guys went over there to Germany and went into one of these big showrooms and glued themselves to the floor on Friday afternoon. So instead of having the police and fire come in and remove them from the floor and usher them away, whoever was managing this dealership or this particular place said, stay as long as you like, shut the heat off and the lights off, and closed, everybody left. So the complaint was they didn't. First of all, they left them glued to the floor. The people complaining were the ones glued to the floor. They were glued to the floor. The Germans didn't give them any porta potties or anywhere to relieve themselves. So eventually, some of them had accidents in their pants and shut the heat off. So what they wanted to happen was usher in a bunch of police and rescue people and media people and make a big show being removed, but they just let them sit there in their own squalor. And that's what we need to do with some of these people. Let them live in their own squalor. So when you have people like, did you see them go to the museum? You know, they've been to several museums here the last week or two throwing, paint on artwork and such. Or didn't you see the guy walking down the big thing, busting every window with a sledgehammer to stop oil, like on the square mile in London?
No, nope.
The first guy should took that freaking hammer from him and broke his first, maybe not his kneecap, his foot right at the arch. It's like an 8-pound double jack. Pat! hit him in the foot and say, how's that oil treating you now? And when he said, when he opened his freaking mouth, break the other foot and let him lay there. And you know what? He won't have the ability to go smash somebody's windows tomorrow. Same way with the paint, right? So a lot of these kids got more oil in their freaking Nike tennis shoes than the polyesters they're wearing than the goddamn BMW is going to run today. But they're too stupid to know that because they've been brainwashed by this world that has allowed them to procreate and exist.
So how do you really feel?
I tell you, I don't know why you got me on this wound up. I'm probably going to lose part of my whatever liberal listeners I still had, but they just, it's like these educated white women that are screwing the world up right now too, right? They just don't have enough to worry about that they've got to worry about all this other stuff, right?
I don't know. They're the ones that are.
And of course, I get on Twitter every once in a while. I've deleted my Twitter, but I still find myself getting back on there. Okay. They've got white guilt. They're mad because they were raised with an education and they have all these, I don't want to say survivor guilt, but they have this success guilt, right? Haven't you read any of these people, nut jobs?
No, there's the real problem is.
Because you're too freaking busy working. So if people had jobs,
there's a real problem.
Themselves to the floor, they wouldn't be on Twitter. That's why we got to bring factories back. If they were stamping license plates down to Pontiac plant in Michigan, they wouldn't be on Twitter every day. They would stamp plates until they were so tired. The only thing they could do was go to the bar. That's what built America.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
God only knows what's hiding in our shadows.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.